Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we
get together. I'm actually lucky to be here today.
Why are you?
Yeah.
what were you going to do, a Monday-itis?
Yeah, I was going to do. Well, more like a COVID-itis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because okay. On last week of the holidays, I tested positive to COVID.
Oh,
geez. So I've been to the other side and back again.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I started feeling sick on Sunday, just quite tired. Yeah, we had some friends over for a barbecue and I was hardly drinking, which was the first sign. I should have seen right there and there that something was terribly wrong.
You were either pregnant or it was COVID. Yeah.
And so, like pregnancy, on the Monday, I was like, we were going to Hydro Majestic, the Blue Mountains, my mother and I. So I thought I'll just do a rapid test.
Yeah.
So that I'm in the clear and in a good conscience, we can head off up to Blue Mountains. I actually did not think it would be positive.
No.
It was positive. it was the two, like, because you've got to do these tests. And the two lines came up pretty much straight away. And I just said to my husband, oh, well, we can add another surprise positive test to my arsenal of positive tests throughout my life that have been a surprise. And so we were unprepared. Because, like you said earlier, Dina, there's 10,000 people in the Illawarra have COVID, but you just kind of think it's not going to happen to you. And it did happen to me, and I was really sick. So for the first 4 days, I just spent the whole time in bed. So as soon as
just in bed,
as soon as I got the positive test,
do you have a TV in that room where your bed is? Where you kind of lying down the bed, just staring off at a TV?
It's true. The TV was on my laptop.
And
I had to self isolate in Alani's room, which in my teenager's room. It's kind of got its own bathroom and it has a little courtyard, and that's where she lives. And when I was doing the show from home previously, that's where I was doing it from, and so I got locked in there because with Mama Jude, she's over 65, so in one of those risk groups. And then Lulu having special needs and, you know,
respiratory issues.
You just don't know. So I was locked in the room and first 4 days, I could not get out of bed. It felt like the worst hangover I've ever had. Just, and I was just pumping like the Advil and like, I just, you know, when you fall, you're asleep, but you're in pain, so you're kind of half asleep. But you're like half awake. It wasn't fun.
This was a familiar feeling. I had a hangover vibe, didn't it?
It's true.
So many of my friends on Facebook that have got it or had it in the past couple of weeks have said the same thing with this Omicron. It's like those hangover.
Yeah.
What other kind of symptoms came up?
Well, like dead tired. Yeah. That's what I felt like. Okay. And a really bad head cold. That's what it felt like. But the other thing was people had talked about not having a sense of taste. And I was like, yeah, right. No, it is true. So we did a little test because come Friday, I was feeling a lot better and we did a little test. We got like the family pack of Smith's chips and no word of a lie, I would eat a potato chip, taste it plain. I would eat salt and vinegar or like the cheese and onion ones. They're really strong. Could not taste it.
Couldn't taste it.
I drank apple cider vinegar. Could not taste it.
Oh my God.
Really, you could
eat
it. And so my girlfriends are like, you must be losing so much weight in COVID. You're not drinking, you're not eating chocolate. And I'm like, well, I can't taste chocolate, but I'm still eating it. It still feels velvety smooth on my tongue. But the last like couple of days I felt heaps better and then did a negative rat test yesterday. All the adults in our house did and we're all clear. So hence I could come back to work. But I was just saying the inconvenience, like I didn't go on my holiday or anything.
And actually it sounds like in the grand scheme of things, you didn't do too bad because, I mean, everybody's having a variation of this thing. No one gets the same symptoms. You lost your taste buds and the headaches and all that. Other people are coughing their brains out.
That's right.
There's all these different extremes.
You don't know what you're going to get, and you just don't know, like, really, if you don't think you're going to get it, you are probably going to get it.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the week, I ended up getting a getaway of sorts, the Airbnb Chateau in Jamboree. One-bedroom Airbnb for a week, which was lovely.
Did Milko bring you in food and drinks and all the rest? I leave them at the door, he was your bellboy for.
He was, and Mama Jude, and even the kids. Arwen, the 4-year-old, was bringing me cups of water and stuff like that. And then my husband even said when I came out and emerged on Sunday and went, oh, God, that was a tough week. That's not the last way I wanted to spend the last week of my holidays. He's like going, can you come over here and just cough on me? Because I want to go in there and spend a week away from the family and be waited on. My idea of a dream holiday.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, who do you reckon is the most powerful sex, man or women?
Men think they're the most powerful sex, but women are.
You reckon? Okay. Yeah. Men do think it. They do think it. Look, I discovered yesterday who is the most powerful of the sexes.
Did you come to the same conclusion?
Well, you know, look. I went to Windang Jetty. Have you been down there?
Yeah. Beautiful spot.
I went fishing and it was great. It was myself, the kids, a couple of friends as well. We all went down. It happened to be six guys. All right, six guys. We all went to the jetty fishing. So prepared. It was fantastic. When we got down there, there was a guy already in the prime spot of the jetty.
Oh.
All right. Okay. He was dominating the prime spot.
Yeah.
All right.
He got in there early.
Got in there early, and he was doing his work, and he had an attitude of, hey, this is now my territory. Yeah. I think he must have cocked a leg and just he kind of did a little bit wee at different spots just to kind of
mark his territory.
He marked it.
I think fishermen call that burly, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So along we come, and we've got all these boys that are just wild, and they're gradually encroaching on his territory. Now, we didn't know this, but he had gone up to them and said, hey, guys, it's a long jetty. Why don't you just move along?
Oh, we'll set it down the jetty.
Now, he said that to the kids. He didn't say that to the two dads.
Yeah.
But we're kind of standing back. We hear this and we go, oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll leave him be, you know.
He looks pretty big.
He looked like he meant business. He was serious enough. While all this is going on, along comes a woman with her little son. And she, now this guy... The burly guy who had marked his territory, he had the prime spot.
Yeah.
She just walked right into that spot with a little bucket and a small little fishing rod right in front of him. I saw his face. I saw the expression. He was looking as much as saying, Who is this?
Yeah.
And she just took over the entire spot. It was like it was like Moses and the parted of the sea. We went to one side. The burly man went. He packed up and left.
Really?
He packed up and left. He didn't say anything to her. I'll tell you what, because the power of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know for future reference. I'm bringing Eileen with me everywhere. Ordinarily, I do anyway. All right. Normally, I get Eileen. But from now on, when I'm going fishing.
She's your siren.
Bring the woman. Bring the woman. She's got the power.
I like it. See, I'm glad that you finally figured that out, Damien.
I didn't know until yesterday, but now I know. So it's all official. So.
We ruin the world.
It's a reset. Okay.
7:27. The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Damien and Jade, topic train.
All right, the topic train where we look at a few of the big stories that are making headlines around the place today. Here's one for you guys. A Texas mum has been accused of child endangerment after allegedly locking her COVID-positive son in the boot of the car so she wouldn't catch the virus herself.
Extreme.
High school mum Sarah, 41, took a 13-year-old son off to the drive-through testing clinic, came back positive. So, yeah, locked him in the boot. Look, we're certainly not condoning this behaviour at all with numbers surging across the Illawarra, but wondering, last place you've been locked in or out of?
I can relate to the boot.
You've been locked in a boot.
I've been locked in a boot. I remember in New Zealand and my brothers and I were playing hide and seek, and then my little brother Simon and I was about 8 at the time, he would have been 4, we decided to hide in the boot it locked. And we're in the boot and we're playing hide and seek on my grandfather's property. So it was a couple of acres. And my older brother, I think he stopped playing and he went and sat and watched TV. And Simon and I are stuck in this boot and we're yelling and screaming. And by the time we got out, we're sweaty and teary and I'll never hop in a boot again.
well, it's not a place that most people end up going to. But Jesus, that's terrifying though.
Oh, it was scary. Especially because he was on top of me, and I'm claustrophobic. Maybe that's where my claustrophobia comes from.
See, that's where I was
traumatized.
Reckon you could trace it back to that.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus, full on. You know, I remember as a kid growing up in our house, I was the guy who could climb in the window. When we were all locked out of the house, I could climb in. There was a little tiny narrow window, and I was a little small guy, and I could climb in. And then fast forward to when I was in my 20s, all right, we had all got out on the beer and we all came back to the house and I said, don't worry, guys, I'll get it in the window. And I got stuck in between the window and outside, so legs outside, me hanging over the inside. Anyway. I smashed the window. That was
Did you?
Well, I fell. I fell on the inside and my leg... curled back and smashed the whole window.
Oh, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, look,
I'm a hero.
British chef Gordon Ramsay has appeared on a US talk show, actually, the Kelly Clarkson show, publicly scorning his daughter's boyfriend. Check this out.
His name's Byron.
Yeah.
And he was okay to begin with, a little bit wet, you know, a little bit sort of, you want a man to date your daughter, and he was just bit pathetic.
So, a little bit pathetic.
Byron is peeing his pants somewhere.
Oh, poor Byron.
Not to mention his daughter. Thanks. You need a man to look after your daughter.
Can you imagine being the guy that actually takes out his daughter?
Oh, brutal.
I mean, very rough. Very rough.
Well, look, there's Gordon in true form. But look, what is the best or worst compliment you've copped from maybe an in-law or a relative?
Well, I remember I was dating this guy in high school, right? He's an American exchange student. Oh, yeah. And I stayed over at his house one night, and I ended up falling asleep and staying there overnight. And his parents were...
Oh, yeah.
Quite like...
Oh, yeah. We fell asleep watching a movie.
Yeah, we did.
I've heard that one before.
We were asleep in the lounge room, and then his dad came and, like, woke me up at the crack of dawn and woke us up, and he said, you need to go home, and, you know, you guys probably shouldn't have a relationship where you stay overnight because we're moving back to America in a couple of months, so it's not going to last.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And I just went, okay, see you guys. It was brutal.
You picked up your clothes and you left?
I had clothes on.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Last week of my holidays, I was COVID bound, bed bound. For the bulk of the week.
Netflix bound is what I actually heard. I heard you lay down and just stared at the TV and went through seasons and seasons of Manifest and all these other things.
It's true. If anyone wants to know about any of the current seasons, if they're worth watching, just give me a bell here and I'll let you know. The thing is, but like when I got the positive RAT test, I'm like, all right, well, I got COVID. So what do I do now? What do I do now? I was expecting a little bit of a knock on the door, like New South Wales Health, to be like, Jade, here's your COVID care pack.
Oh, wow.
Follow these instructions.
That'd be great.
Welcome to COVID.
I got none of that. None of that at all.
Well, a letter from the Queen didn't arrive either. No, you didn't get any of this stuff.
I got
nothing. What a rip-off.
But I reckon there are thousands of other people, and there will be thousands of other people in the Illawarra that are going to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be good to speak to our medical oracle, Dr. Christine Heffernan from Shell Harbour Family Healthcare. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Jade. Good to hear you sounding well.
I know, I'm on the mend. But for other people like me who do get hit with COVID, what can you do? How can you look after yourself?
Well, you definitely need the Boy Scout motto. You need to be prepared because once you get that positive RAT test, you cannot duck to the shops and buy anything. So,
true.
And we know that lots of people are going to be getting it. And 4 out of 5 are going to have mild to moderate symptoms and be managed safely at home. So there's a few things you need on your checklist. So the common ones people know about, paracetamol, ibuprofen for those aches, pains, headaches and fever.
Yeah.
I would also recommend having some gastrolyte or hydrolyte, in case you become dehydrated.
Yes.
And I certainly would recommend having some sore throat lozenges, so you can suck on those as well.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to need some other supplies. You're going to need tissues and probably some Ziploc bags so you can dispose of your tissues quite safely.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need to have some gloves at home for when you're out and about in common areas, and masks, because you're also going to need to wear them in the common areas of your household. You're going to need to get some hospital-grade disinfectant, the one that says kills all germs. Most of them now say kills COVID-19. But you're going to need to clean all your surfaces, especially if you're sharing a house and common areas don't have access to your own bathroom. Then you're going to need to, each time you use it, disinfect all surfaces. And you're going to need to disinfect common surfaces like door handles, bench tops in the kitchen. So you're really going to need to do that.
Wow.
So you're also going to have to stock up on hand sanitizer or soap. So you're going to need to frequently wash your hands as well as everyone else in the house. In an ideal world, you'd have a thermometer, keep an eye on your temperature.
Yep.
And when we can get stock, obviously it would be a great idea to be able to have some RAT tests in that kit as well. So you can test other household members who are isolating with you on day 6 and so you don't have to go out and get anything.
Wow.
At the moment, obviously, they're in short supply, but hopefully that will be overcome in the next week or two.
Wow.
That's what I would recommend having in your preparation kit.
I think a lot of people don't know that. We don't really know. We're hearing of people getting kits, but we have no idea, hey, what do you do? I mean, the only thing we know of is that we need to stock up in toilet roll. And that wasn't one of the items that you mentioned there at all.
No, tissues, just in case. Okay. I had a bottom drawer of my bathroom, you know, early 2020, and I stocked up with all that stuff. Fortunately, haven't had to touch it yet, but it's a good idea. So if you do get it, you're prepared and you can look after yourself.
That's great advice. Yeah,
well,
good
thanks,
on you.
Thanks, Dr. Heffernan. So that's what we're going to be doing today, preparing our COVID kits, just in case.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.